Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. It's time to get out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and welcome in our guest from The Athletic, Dane Brugler. Dane, what's going on? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, man.
Doing great. B. Mitch, Dane puts out the beast every year.
I just looked it out by saying, man, you. I'm just going to say thank you, Dane, because I hear all these people saying all the film they watch and all this. Nah, they don't get paid enough to watch that much. What you've done here has made it easy for me.
That's awesome to hear. Hey, that's the goal. That is. I want to make it a resource. So
this is the Cliff Notes right here.
Exactly. You want the testing information? It's in there. You want the notes from the film? It's in there. You want the stats? It's in there. Even the background stuff. I try to. The way I look at it is there's a lot of puzzle pieces out there, and I try to collect all the puzzle pieces and put it together. So when you read the report, you see a more clear picture of who the player is, and hopefully it helps fans out a lot.
Yeah.
So when you look at this year's draft, what's the consensus for you? I mean, I know a lot of people have talked about this maybe not being the best draft class, maybe being more meat and potatoes kind of draft class. Like, what's your overall take on the class as a whole?
Yeah, and I think that's fair. A lot of times draft classes get, they're labeled by the quarterbacks. And, last year will always be remembered for 6 quarterbacks in the top 12, including several guys that look like they're going to be stars, leading with Jaden there at number 2. And this year we don't have that with the quarterback. Now, Cam Ward is going to go number 1 to the Titans. And you can understand why when you watch him and you see what he can do in structure, you see what he can do outside the pocket. You understand why the Titans will look at him and say, okay, this is our avenue to competing with a legitimate quarterback. And so that's not a surprise. But when will that number 2 quarterback come off the board? Is it going to be, we know the Browns and Giants at 2 and 3, they need quarterbacks, but do they love any of these guys enough to pass on an Abdul Carter, a Travis Hunter? I don't think so. And so where does Shedeur Sanders land? Is it 9 to the Saints? Are we talking about the 20s with the Steelers, or maybe even one of those teams that, the Browns or the Giants trading back up into late round 1 to get a Sanders or even a Jackson Dart? Tyler Shuck from Louisville, there's a lot of love around the league for Tyler Shuck. So, yeah, it's a really interesting quarterback group where there's one guy at the top, and then there's a lot of question marks, and teams are really trying to figure that those guys out. Jalen Milroe from Alabama is also part of that mix. Uh-huh. So, you know, these guys have been on plane after plane, traveling around the country to the Giants and to the Raiders, to the Cleveland, as teams try to figure them out and figure out how to stack them.
How many of those teams get caught up in the fact that the quarterback class was so good last year that they talk themselves into, I got to get one, and they end up getting the wrong one?
Yeah, well, and I think, well, part of the reason I think we saw six go in the top 12 last year is teams were forward scouting to this year and saying, all right, well, we're not really blown away, and maybe a Jaden Daniels emerges next year, but maybe not. And so that's why one of the reasons I think we saw six go early last year. But I think you're absolutely right. When you look at teams that need a quarterback, who's going to get that Bo Nix bump? You know, the guy that, like, Bo Nix wasn't really expected to be a first rounder, but Sean Payton saw the vision, takes him 12 overall. Broncos make the playoffs. Bo Nix is in the offensive rookie of the year conversation. So teams are going to be looking, okay, is that Jackson Dart? Is that a guy that could get that Bo Nix bump where maybe he's drafted earlier than expected, but you see the tools, you see the ability, the intangibles are there. And so, you know, time will tell if that ends up being a mistake or not. But I think we're going to see, you know, whether it's the Steelers at 21 or, you know, one of these other teams maybe taking a chance on a guy like Jackson Dart, who realistically needs some time. But you understand because of the tools, you understand because of the intangibles that he brings, why a team will look at that and say, you know what, let's make a bet. Let's roll the dice. We need a quarterback. Let's see, you know, we like a lot of what he brings to the table, and, you know, that could work out, or it could end in, you know, not working out. We know quarterbacks in the first round are basically 50-50.
Yeah.
The most polarizing name in the draft right now is Shedeur Sanders, and it's, you know, the talk is that he's sliding down the board and might slide on draft day coming up in a couple of weeks. What's your take on that? Is that something that, as time has gone on, your view has changed? Or, like, where do you have Shedeur, and what do you think his ceiling is as an NFL quarterback?
Well, I took a lot of heat during the season when, you know, like, with my top 50 board that came out around Halloween, he was right around 25. And that's kind of consistently where I've had him throughout the entire process, the late 20s, early 30s, somewhere in that late first round. For whatever reason, you can't just like Shedeur. You have to love him or hate him. And I don't know why that is, but, you know, because I like him. I do. I think he can be a starter in this league. He's smart. He's accurate. He's tough. There's a lot of things. You know, you love the polish that he brings to the position. But I also think the way he likes to play, it just makes it tough when you don't have those high-end traits. You know, he is very average when it comes to size, athleticism. Even the arm strength isn't exactly there. And so the way he likes to play makes it tough. And that doesn't mean he can't start in the league, but it makes it harder to see him becoming one of the top 12 to 14 quarterbacks in the league. And so it's not that he's falling. And it's always that Shedeur, he was always going to be this polarizing type of figure where realistically, I think he does belong in that late first, early second round conversation. But we know the Giants need a quarterback desperately. We know the Browns desperately need a quarterback. So inevitably, he was mocked early. And so I don't think it's that he's falling. It's just I think more people are realizing, all right, yeah, he still could go that early, top five, top 10. But realistically, it'd be more because this draft class is just lacking high-end quarterback talent more so than he should actually go that early.
How much is the fact that his daddy was probably one of the fastest, most athletic guys to ever play this game? And then you look at him, he's polished, but he's not very athletic.
And it's ironic that I mean, none of his kids got that high-end athleticism. And, you know, they're good athletes. They're not bad athletes, but they're not close to what you know, Prime was during his career, which is ironic. And, you know, Shedeur, he's very polished as a quarterback. He's not, I think if you, you know, the first time you heard, oh, Deion's son's playing quarterback, you probably think of, you know, a Mike
Lamar Jackson
type of quarterback. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Can move around and really be this dynamic athlete, two-way player. And Shedeur he's not a statue, but he's not that type of quarterback. And so you love the polish that he brings with his mechanics, the way he can work the pocket. But again, sometimes he will drift. He will go in reverse. And yes, he had 74% completions, but he also had 28.3% of his completions were screens. And, you know, the offense really, and it's because he didn't have a great offensive line. They didn't have a great run game. So the offense was what it was, but there still brings question marks for that next level. So, you know, I like I said, I like him. I think he can start in the league, but it would scare me to have to take him in the top five.
Talking with Dane Brugler from The Athletic, check out The Beast, which dropped today. A great draft guide that you can
that name fits
it. It is. It's an absolute beast. Get to know all the guys that are potential Commanders. We'll get to more Commanders specific here in just a second. Curious, who were some of your guys in this draft? Maybe not first rounder specific, but who were some of your guys in this draft?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at this is a good draft for if you just want to find starters, if you want to find guys that can make you better, contribute. And I think there's a lot of those guys in this draft, you know, like at run. It's a great running back class. Jordan James from Oregon, one of my favorites. And I think you could probably get him in the third or fourth round. He might not be like he's not going to rip off a 60 yarder. But he'll get you six consistently, and that's what I want from my running back. Even though he might not have some of that home run speed, if he's consistently getting me singles and doubles, I can win with a guy like that. So he would definitely be at the top of my list. You know, I'm a big fan of Carson Schlesinger, the linebacker from UCLA. Not maybe a power player in terms of taking on contact, but he sees it so well, and he's so fast to the football. You love the instincts that he plays with. I think he's going to be a really good late one, early second round pick, and a guy that outplays where he is eventually drafted. And then Mason Taylor. I mean, we talk about NFL bloodlines. Mm-hmm. Guy, son of Jason Taylor, just a really useful tight end. You want to line him up in line. You want to put him in the slot. He can do so much for you. So, you know, we know Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. Those would be the first two tight ends drafted. Mason Taylor, I wouldn't be shocked if he snuck into the first round as well.
Taking a look at edge rusher for Washington at 29, what guys do you think could potentially be available? Which ones do you like as a potential fit for Washington at that pick, if that's where they go?
Yeah, and I think they'll have a few different options, you know, whether they go with a guy like Emeka Buka at receiver. They could go. There's a lot of different directions they could go, but I think edge rusher certainly feels like the most likely just because of the need and then also because of the way this draft shapes up. It's not there's no Myles Garrett. I love Abdul Carter, but there's no Myles Garrett. And, you know, there's a lot of these guys have question marks. But, you know, if there's any way Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College is still there, I think that'd be a home run pick. 6'2", 250 pounds. Really productive. He knows how to work the corner and get around to the quarterback and put pressure on the pocket. So I think that would make a lot of sense. And then I like some of these second tier pass rushers this year, talking about Landon Jackson from Arkansas, 6'6", 265. He's a little stiff, but these types of guys that can win with power and length, they just stick in the league for a long time. And so I think Landon Jackson's going to be a longtime pro. JT Tuimalo from Ohio State, another one who maybe not great in any one area, but he's good across the board. I think you know exactly what you're getting with him. And so with Washington picking so late in the first round, the star potential might not be there, but I think you're feeling really good about just landing one on the fairway, you know, getting a good quality starter at that point.
Yeah,
would it make more sense to move back just a little bit and get more picks mm-hmm. instead of picking at that 29 point?
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. I think it's more of, is your phone ringing or not? You know, who wants to move up? And hey, maybe the Browns, the Giants, trying to get back to that first round, get a quarterback. It's certainly possible. But, yeah, if you can move back, because I think there's not a huge gap in that range. If you feel pretty close, okay, the guy you're getting at 28 is pretty similar to the guy you're going to get at 38. And so I don't think there's a big gap there. I think they like Femi Oladejo from UCLA, who's making that transition from linebacker to edge, 6'3", 260 pounds, really explosive. There's some upside there. Jordan Birch from Oregon, I'm a big fan of. So this is a really good pass rush group in that late one, in the 25 to 50 range. I think there's a lot of quality pass rushers in that mix.
So just looking at your list here, kind of how you have some of these edge rushers ranked, you have Carter at number one, Jalen Walker at number two. I'm curious about Shamar Stewart at three. I saw Mel Kiper had him mocked to the Commanders at 29 there. How do you measure out or how do you weigh the lack of sack total there for him versus the measurables and how explosive of an athlete he is?
Yeah, and really this entire draft class is, you know, just outside of the quarterbacks, you know, there's a lot more question marks than anything. You know, this draft doesn't have 10 true top 10 guys. It's just not how it works. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to bet on the high upside pass rushers. And Shamar Stewart is a guy that, even though he didn't, one and a half sacks, that's obviously not ideal, but he also led the team in pressures. So he's getting to the backfield and making the quarterback move his feet. It's just he needs to be a better finisher in the backfield. And then you watch him, and you see how he's used. He's a four-eye defensive lineman. He's asked to, you know, play outside a little bit and contain the run. And like, he wasn't asked consistently to pin his ears back and get after the quarterback. So when you put all of that into context and then you watch him up close and personal, I was on the sidelines watching him get off the football at the Senior Bowl, and I've never seen a 6'4", 275-pounder have that type of burst. It's really something special. So I think I'd be more inclined to bet on a guy like that in the top 15, maybe compared to other people. But, you know, I certainly understand the reservations. You want to draft a pass rusher with more production, but NFL teams, they don't draft production. They draft traits, and Shamar Stewart certainly has that.
Traits and potential.
That's it. Exactly.
Because like I was saying yesterday when we mentioned him, that how has he played? You know, what was he expected to do? Mm-hmm. And if you find him and you put him and you let him pin his ears back, you never know. He may end up with 10, 9, 10.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, exactly. And I think he has that type of potential, type of ability. He's still a very young player. And, you know, we're not just drafting for 2025. You know, we're drafting for the next 5 years. And so when you project him forward and you have a plan for him, I think you can get more on board with a guy like that.
One more edge rusher question, because I also want to ask you about the running backs. When you look at Mike Green versus James Pierce Jr., both those guys dealing with some off-field stuff from what I've heard. I really like Mike Green. I don't know if he's available at 29. Maybe the character stuff drops him down there. Which of those guys do you like more, and do you think they fit with what Washington's trying to do?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I think it's Mike Green by a mile. You know, he does have the off-field stuff, but you know, there was no criminal charges filed. You know, there was not a situation where he was in trouble with the law. You know, there were investigations, and he was never charged. And you know, those of us on the outside, we have to fully admit that we don't know everything that the teams know and what actually happened with certain things. And so, you know, we can only go based off of the facts, and there are, you know, there were allegations, and but he was cleared of any wrongdoing. And so, you know, obviously you wish there weren't allegations to begin with, but with what we know and focusing just on the tape, this guy is really explosive. And, you know, he led the nation in, not only led the nation in sacks, but he led all FBS defensive linemen in tackles, 84 tackles this year, which tells me he's got a motor. And when you watch the tape, it matches up. It's like, all right, this guy is shot out of a cannon and he does not quit. He gets after the football consistently. So, yeah, he's a top 10 player in this draft. And James Pierce Jr., there's a lot to like about him as a straight line athlete. The biggest questions with him that teams have, one scout put it to me like this. He said, I just want to be convinced that he loved this. Oh. And, you know, if you don't feel like has that drive, it's hard to take him in the first round. And so, you know what? He's been on a lot of visits. Teams are doing extra homework on him. Maybe he's able to flip the narrative, you know, for his sake. I hope so. But that's kind of been the question marks with him.
Two quick ones on the running backs for me. I'm going to tell you what I want, Dane, and then you tell me where the best value is here in a running back. I want a guy that when Jaden's running a read option and he gets a hole, you know, you're at your own 30 and he can just take off and go. And he can turn it into a 40, 50, maybe even take it to the house. Where's the best value for a back like that?
And he won him at 29 or in the second round?
Yeah, well, anywhere. If I have to take him at 29 and it's Trevion Henderson, that's fine. But what's the best value for a guy like that that's explosive?
Yeah, I mean, Trevion Henderson was obviously the first name that popped into my mind when you mentioned that. I mean, it'd just be a perfect fit for, you know, a guy that is, you want him in space. You want him to be able to use that acceleration, that burst. And if you give him a lane, good luck. I mean, he has so much ability out in open field. But yeah, you probably have to take him in the first round. And that's a high price to pay for a deep running back class. So yeah, day two, Dylan Sampson has a little bit of that where, you know, he can go. DJ Giddens from Kansas State, third round, fourth round. Would make some sense. And then if you wait till day three, Breshard Smith from SMU, Jaden Blue, Texas, those guys would potentially be in the mix at that point.
And last one, I work with the Hokies, so I got to ask about Bashiel Tootin. What kind of range do you see him going, and how good of a player you think he can be?
Yeah, I mean, he had such a really, I don't think a lot was expected of him coming into this past year, but to see what he did, almost 1,200 yards, double-digit touchdowns. I mean, I knew of him coming into the year because he was so good on special teams the year before, and he was a good running back, but it was the kick returns that really, okay, we have something here. And then this year, over 6 yards a carry, you know, he's short, but he's not small. And you see the balance that he runs with, the quickness in and out of his cuts. It makes for a really fun running back. So I think, yeah, third round, fourth round, a team's going to get a really good player. And that's this running back class is so dang deep that you're just at every point in the draft, you're going to feel good. Okay, third round, fourth round, fifth round, you're going to feel good about somebody that's going to be there.
Dane, appreciate the time,
appreciate
man. Congrats
you,
on getting that beast out today. We'll be checking it out for sure.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, man.
Appreciate it. That's Dane Brugger from The Athletic. You got to check out his work. He's got so many. B. Mitch, I don't even know how you compile something like that.
That's a lot of stuff, man.
I mean.
But what he did, and this is something I think a lot of people like to say, what he put out is what teams have.
Yes.
That's why they know so much, and they have. He did this by himself and a few people helping him.
Mm-hmm.
They have whole staffs to do this on football teams.
It's absolutely incredible.
So when they pick somebody, I think these guys that think they know more than the teams, just check yourself a little bit. Because you look at the beast is like, he's talking about background stuff, all types of
insane.
It's in depth, man.
The amount of work, if you need
check
to know,
it out.
Yeah, if you want to know anything about any player, Dane Brugler's got it for you in The Athletic. Coming back, I want to talk about the quarterback class. We talked a little bit about Shedeur Sanders. Where do we view him, and how do we view this quarterback class? Where do these guys rank? We'll talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
All right, folks. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday time. Scotty's Vodka is locally made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. To celebrate, our friend Mr. Fred Smoot joins the program. What's up, Smoot?
That
how
Fred
are you, buddy?
Theme song?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing, man?
Your theme song is Shots?
Well, you know what, B. Mitch? We took a couple of last night, you know, in honor of the firefighters. So, you know, why not, Lil John? A little John to do everybody good.
I'll be honest. I think the former player that I know that likes Shots the most might be Portis. Nobody, remember when he would bring that, like, the tray of shot roulette out at the Skins dinners?
Yeah.
Those were dangerous.
Yeah,
man.
You run away from those.
No, I don't know, JP. I would one-up you with a John Riggins right there.
Something about burgundy and gold running backs, man. Fred, how you been, man? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while. I know you guys had the great event last night. How'd it go?
That was a good event, man.
Man, it was so surreal. I think me and B. Mitch sat there and went through this emotional roller coaster where we laughed, we kind of cried.
I started sweating and stuff.
Yeah, it was just, like I say, it was surreal. I think it was so real that I don't think people understand the length that firefighters go through. I think when we hear the word firefighter, all we think about is burning buildings. But when they got to jump in the Potomac, when they have to go to a restaurant and rescue a little girl, that hand is caught in a meat grinder.
Yeah, I was telling that story, bro. That shook me, dog.
No, it shook me. It's like the things that they go through, the things that they do. I have to give like their wife, their husband, all the props in the world, because I couldn't fathom my mate coming home every night and telling me different stories of all the stuff that they have to go through every day.
Yeah, it was like DC Fire and EMS, and they had a lot of people being recognized for doing some amazing things, bro.
That's crazy.
Listen, I went there like, oh, yeah, we're going to go here and do this little MC thing. Man, you get caught. Emotional. Yeah. He's right. Emotional roller coaster, bro.
For sure. Fred, transitioning kind of to the football team, right? Fred Smoot joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can always give Fred a follow on X at FSmoot21, Sean T. Some news today. They signed Josh Johnson to be the third string quarterback. It's going to be Johnson's second time with Washington. Last year, he backed up Lamar. Third-string QB is not going to really make waves. I'm cool with it. How do you feel?
Josh Johnson is a feline. He has 9, 10, 11 lives. he's played for legitly, like, I think all 32 teams at some point in his career. So I applaud him. He never gave up. He kept living his dream. And the one thing I do is, and Peters I trust, like, I think this fan base has been scarred so much. So when we do get somebody in that knows how to do their job, we kind of second guess them. We kind of wonder what's going on. Well, I'm not doing that. Like, once you got a brain trust in there, once you got some guys in there that know what they're doing, I'm going to trust what they're doing, and Pierce has earned my trust.
Can you do you think that the work with Lamar may be partially a reason why they bring him in?
Oh, good one right there. Like, yeah, when you bring in older quarterbacks, when you know you got your franchise quarterback, you're bringing them in for him to pick their brain, for him to learn from them. And, yeah, B. Mitch, I think that's right on line. Like, I've seen teams do this a lot. I've never understood. Like, last year I didn't understand why Kenny Pickett was backing up Jalen Hurts. They was like, it was like two different quarterbacks doing two different things. You have to change the offense when it comes in. But I think this one was more of, let's bring some more knowledge in here. Let's take our guy to the next level. Nobody could tell him about the ups and downs of the NFL more than Josh Johnson. Nobody get in his shoes like Josh Jones. Like, so we got Mariota, who was taking number two. Our guy was taking number two. Mariota won the Heisman. Our guy won the Heisman. So they was like a complete clone of each other. I think they learned from that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, B. And I think they like Driscoll. Driscoll got some real money from the Texans to go back up Stroud. And I think this kind of just keeps it moving. Johnson's got a hell of an arm. He could throw all the routes when you're in camp, whatever it is you need to do. Fred, obviously the offseason's over. I think the two big acquisitions, right, are trades for Debo and Tunsil. Tunsil's the more important acquisition. Anytime you get a franchise left tackle, that matters. But, I'm excited to see Debo in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. How do you land on those two moves?
First of all, let's be honest. We don't see left tackles. I think the football god shined on us. They remember the Trent Williams trade. And here go the thing about it. Peters was over there when he fleeced us of Trent Williams. And now he fleeces the Texans Laramie Tunsil. So this is something that he's known to do. He said this year, I think he literally said it in this, and said, I'd rather have a known commodity instead of an unknown commodity. The one thing that I think people really get over their skis about when it comes to the draft is draft position. Like, everybody think because we draft in the top 10, it's guaranteed to be a baller. That ain't the way the NFL goes. I can find me a baller in the seventh round. I can find me an undrafted guy. Like, we don't know what a guy's going to be until we get him around other guys that of their caliber. So what I try to tell people and I warn people about when it comes to the draft is relax. Understand that most of these guys won't be ready to play. And also, remember this when you think about the draft. It's not about just this year. We got some guys from last year that's going to mature and step up and make plays.
Yeah. Like, I think you mentioned this a couple of times. When, what, like, left tackles and quarterbacks don't become available.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trent was one that left here, and he's still playing at a high level. Tulsa could be the same guy. Fact that the same GM has some familiarity with both moves, I'm kind of believing that he's going to be okay.
It's a very weird center of that Venn diagram.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People that have traded for Trent Williams and traded for Laramie Tunsil.
I don't believe in coincidences, and they say lightning never strikes twice in the same place, but I know a man that got struck by lightning four times, so it happened.
Who's that man?
Willie Smith the Fifth.
Hey, he gonna get struck one more time.
Yeah.
His name the Fifth.
You gotta round it out.
They gonna be calling him lightning strike five times.
Talking with our friend Fred Smoot here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, Fred, former Washington Redskin. Smoot, what do you think about the Debo move?
Man, I love the Debo move. I just think he's a Swiss Army knife. And as a defensive player, he's what we call an alert player, similar to when B. Mitch played. When they come into the game, we have to alert that they're in the game. We don't know where they're going to line up at. We don't know how they're going to try to use them. We also don't understand what position he's going to play on the field anytime he's on the field. So when you have a guy like this and you got a quarterback that's equally unpredictable, I think that's the ultimate, like, piece. Like, when you get these pieces on offense that makes us change how we play defense or make us play honest. Let me just say that. Makes us play honest and make us play bland coverages. Like, think about this. With him being a running quarterback that actually throws better than he runs, it makes us – nobody can play man-to-man on him. They can't play two-man on him. They can't turn his back on him. So when – if Cliff Kingsbury know because of Jaden, they have to play either zone blitz or they have to play straight-up cover four or cover three, it limited what they can do, and it puts it – like, put it like this. We dictate the terms now. Like,
there you go.
When we had these inferior quarterbacks, we went in trying to figure out what the defense is doing. Now the defense trying to figure out what we're doing, and they have to play honest. They cannot get exotic. They cannot try to go up above their skis. They have to say, we have to have all 11 eyes on five. And when you got a Jedi, ooh, he can play mind tricks on you.
They got a Jedi, man. That is a huge advantage. We got our friend Fred Swoot on the line.
I think what he just said about having Debo, who you don't know where he's at, and with Jaden, that's going to screw some people up in their coverages. Like we saw for about three straight years here, where we were always communicating in the secondary after the ball was snapped. It's going to be people doing that this year.
Sure,
they're not going to know what the hell is going on.
I think totally. Fred, it's funny, man. One of the things I always, when we have guests on, I always like pull up their stats. And we know you so well, and you've joined us so many times. I always am reminded by how impressed I am. Your rookie season, you grabbed 5 picks, dude.
Yeah.
That's hard to do, man.
Oh, no. You got to realize, I have had the luxury. I walked in a room with 3 yellow jackets, right?
Sure.
Kemp Bailey, Dale Green, Deion Sanders. I'm trying to figure out, where am I going to fit in this scenario? But what I did do is I tried to learn from all 3 of them. And one thing that Daryl told me, when you play across from a dominant corner, you need to be ready to take on some passes, make them throw back at us. And I think I did a good job of making them throw back at Champ, making them throw back at Daryl. And I also learned from them. Then I had the luxury of going to Minnesota and being with Antoine Winfield. So then I came back and I played with D'Angelo Hall. I played with Carlos Rogers. So I've always been paired with great corners, and we make them throw back at each other. And that's the thing you want to do, man. Like, and that's why I got so much respect for Mikey Sanders still. The thing that he did, the way that he played, the way that he matured during the year, it was unbelievable to me. But once I got to meet him, it wasn't unbelievable, because he's a great guy, first of all, and he understands how to play the cornerback position. It's a corner, it's like baseball. If I go 3 for 10, I'm an all-star. You know, it's such a flawed position that people will get down on you. Just like people got down on St. Juice and got down on Manuel Forbes. Like, when we get burnt, the world sees it. Like they told me, nobody gonna love you at the corner position but your girlfriend and your mama. Everybody else hates you. It's up and down.
Hey, you just made me think of something. Last night when they mentioned Fred also played in Minnesota, whole crowd started laughing. I wonder what they were laughing at.
Hey, B. Mitch, I told him, you know, I joined the Navy at a young age. It's not my fault, you know.
Fred, what do you think about them adding another corner this year? They brought in a veteran from New Orleans. They brought in a veteran from
New England.
But still, do you think they should look to the draft for another corner?
I think Jonathan Jones, and I think he's massive. Like, nobody wants to – everybody's looking at that. They're like, that's a little signing. That's a big signing. This is a guy that has played in Super Bowl. This is a guy that can play all 3 positions at the corner and can play a little safety. You bring in Rhea Harris. Don't forget him and Marshawn Lattimore shared time over there at the New Orleans Saints. So now you got some continuity back there. The one thing I really do love about what our guy's doing, we're going into this draft and we have no glaring needs. We're going in here and saying we're going to take best players available no matter what room it is. And I think, as I listen to the sports talk radio, everybody's trying to edge rusher. We're not going into this draft forced to get an edge rusher. Like, did you see last year that we brought Dante Fowler here? He got 10 sacks. Right? We made it to the NFC Championship. Just because a guy does something the year before don't mean it's guaranteed that he's going to do it now. I think they're very optimistic about the way they're doing it, and I believe they're about the sum of the parts. Like, individually, if you write us on paper last year, we was not supposed to make the NFC Championship. Yep. But the sum of our parts was so good because we were so well coached, they never worried about it. And they're not going to worry about it now. So don't think we're going to go in here and try to trade up and get somebody that, you know, and reach for somebody. We're going to let things fall into our lap. What happened last year? Second round fell into our lap. Like, things happen. I think we're going to be patient, and I think we're going to wait on calls.
See, that's the thing. Like, the part you stated about being coached up, we've talked so many times about being able to develop talent. They proved that last year in 1 year that they're able to do that. If they could keep doing that, then you don't always have to break the bank to try and get good talent. Because there's good talent, second, third, fourth, fifth round. Hell, some guys slip through the cracks just because they went to a smaller school. There may be an undrafted guy to come in here and make your team and ball out for you.
No, it's just like me playing with Antonio Pierce my rookie year. We knew Antonio went undrafted, and we was all wondering how did he go undrafted. He ended up winning the Super Bowl. People ask me about Edge. Do you not forget that Jean Baptiste, he's making waves. Like, they love what he brings to the table. Like, everybody's trying to go out and shop and do other things. Worry about what you got in-house. Worry about development. That's what this team is about. It's about developing in-house, and they understand. And people are like, well, if y'all developing in-house, why are y'all going out and y'all making these trades? We making these trades because the free agent market was not that high this year. The draft is not the draft it was last year. The best way to get better is to poach players from other people's roster, and that's what we did. We took Deebo Samuels from the 49ers. We know what he done brought to that. It's more than his talent. It's an energy that he brings to a team. Like Laramie Tunsil, they don't grow on trees. I try to tell people all the time, 8 billion people in this world, we ain't found 32 quarterbacks in the same year that could play. You know the numbers?
Got
like,
point
8
there.
Billion and 32 people? It's unfathomable. So what I say is this, sit back and let grandma cook. Right, get out that kitchen. She don't want you in there.
There you go.
such a good way with words, Fred. What position? I know
when he put it like that, though, 8 billion people, and you can't find 32 quarterbacks in 1 year.
Dude,
D-Mix.
That's true.
We haven't never had a one season where everybody in the NFL has had a blue chip quarterback. We have never had
you're
that.
Right.
We have, and we never will. And it blows my mind because 8 billion people, we can't find 32.
I mean, Fred, beyond that, think about just the quarterbacks in Washington for the last 20 years until Jaden arrived. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You're right, man.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know that you are a little bit of a draft nick. You kind of keep that private.
I'm a draft guru. And you know what?
I really love it.
I love this year because I haven't been in the draft. Like, my mind has not shifted that way. You know, usually I start doing my phantom drafts in November. But we had a ride this year that made me just not care about the draft as much as I used to.
All right. So have you identified who you like this year or not really?
Oh no, I got a lot of guys that I like, man. The one thing about this draft is it's not quarterback heavy. All right? We got two quarterbacks in this draft and maybe a Jackson Dart. All right, but the running back draft in this draft is 30 deep. Anytime you have a shift in position like this, I hate to tell the older running backs in the league, it's going to push them out, right? When you bring in 30 new running backs, it's going to push a lot of old running backs out. So there's going to be a position shift. Cornerback is going to be a position shift. I think it's very deep when it comes to the cornerback position and the deep tackle position. So it does have its strength. It got a lot of edge rushes in here. Something, you know, I do Carter. I think he's a dog. You got James Pierce Jr. He's a dog.
You like him?
You got Landon. Yeah, I really do like him. The question with him is his motor. Sometimes his motor is high. Sometimes his motor is low.
Sure.
But guess what? I'm fine with that because I think that's a coaching thing. And I believe this coaching staff can get the best out of anybody. Come on. Igbinogamy, people had gave up on him. And now he's looked at as a legit starter because coaches nurtured him. Like, this is what this coaching staff does. But this draft is unique, and it's unique in a way because it's not a lot of high-end guys, but between picks 25 and 85, they are the same. Like, So that makes it a deep draft.
You mentioned Landon Jackson, the DN out of Arkansas. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I also like this kid, Josiah Stewart, out of Michigan a lot. These are probably second, third rounders we're talking about. Are those potential targets for you?
Oh, most definitely. And the thing about it is, if I'm the GM, if I'm Fred picking in the third, maybe a team like the New Orleans Saints that wants to pick high and then want to try to come back late in the first round and get a quarterback like Jackson Dart or something, I try to get more picks in the second and third round because that's why I feel like the athletes at. And when you talk about running back, you got the Travion Henderson, Johnson from Iowa. It's just so many variety of dudes. Like, whatever guy you want, I really love Rocket Sanders out of South Carolina. He's a big back, but he's fast. He can get downhill. He understands. Like, it's so many guys. So it's about going. It's like going to a buffet and go to Corral. What do you really want?
You know what I really want, Fred, is I want Michael Williams from Georgia. There's just no chance he gets to 29. But that kid.
You know what? I am. The more I watch him, he reminds me of Trayvon Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia is
who went number one overall.
Yes, but he also hasn't been Aiden Hutchinson. He hasn't.
Sure.
It's something about the Alabamas of the world and the Georgias of the world, they get all these five stars and they continue to be five stars, but once they get to the league, it's something missing. It's just something missing. So I would buy you beware when it comes to Williams. I just think
he was playing hurt last year, but I hear you. Smoot, thank you for making time for us, man. Seriously, all right, brother, enjoy man. It.
Hey, anytime, man. And if I could tell anybody from what we went to last night and what we enjoyed, man, support your local firefighters, man. The things that they do from into the Potomac to get people out to it's more than a firefighter. They do more than that, and we should support them more, man.
Well said, brother. Thank you, Fred. Take care, bud.
Anytime.
All right, Frederick.
All right, brother. All right, ball head.
Fred Smoot. Give him a follow at Fred at F Smoot 21. Sean
Boy,
T.
Crazy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Scotty Scheffler doing Scotty Scheffler things. 3-under through 9.
Scotty Scheffler is back.
He just rolled in a serious putt.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say he's back yet because last year he probably was a fall ahead than that.
Oh,
dude's on point. But, well, he's in second place.
Yeah.
I would just say this. If Scotty's in on the leaderboard early, it's going to shake some people up.
How do you think Steven Jaeger, who's currently in first, 4-under through 11, feels knowing that Scotty's right behind him?
Well, you know, he's happy. He's up there a little bit. He's going to try to hold on, but there is a thing called pressure. If you're not used to dealing with it, it'll swallow you up and just spit you out.
Jeff, how nervous are you knowing you have bet money on the Masters? And I know how little you like competition and
I'm not nervous at all. Too early.
you were freaked out about your bracket at halftime of the first game.
Can't you see what he's doing? He's not giving you the benefit of getting that.
Yeah, and did you see how many people brackets were messed up in the first week of the tournament?
Your bracket can't be messed up in the first week.
Yeah. Go look.
You know what?
Could be if the person you picked to win the damn title lose the first game.
Valdez did go wire to wire last place. So there could be something to that. All right. If you missed any of our conversation with Wes Hall, I thought that was great.
Yeah.
I am excited for NBA playoffs as much as to me, the NBA is like baseball. Like
I'm locked in during the postseason.
Postseason for sure.
Because they seem to really care then.
Like, baseball, I'm going to watch the Nats. I'm going to watch the O's. I'm never tuning in for Rangers, Cardinals.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, NBA, I might tune in for the Thursday night games if it's a good matchup.
I do that.
And, dude, I just like listening to Barkley at halftime and stuff.
He is hilarious.
But the problem is you get fired up for the matchup. You see it on the guide, and then you click on it, and then, like, three of the dudes are sitting out.
Yeah.
The regular season of the NBA.
They tried to change that up a little bit this year, but for me, it's not the fact that they're not playing. Hell, it's guys that are playing that's not playing. Like, I have watched guys over the NBA over the years in the offseason play harder than they do during the season when they're getting paid.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I mean, Shaq kind of invented it. You remember Shaq used to wait until the season started to get surgery? And they'd be like, they don't pay me in the offseason. They can pay for my surgery now. Jennifer Lee Chan is a friend of mine. She does a great job covering the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. I reached out to her when the Commanders hired Welker because it was pretty obvious at least what the ties were between Welker and Debo and Debo's best seasons in San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up doing something for TV and I just thought she gave us some really good information on the depth of the relationship. This is Jennifer Lee Chan talking about Wes Welker coming to Washington, working with Debo Samuel.
There is no doubt that the reason Debo Samuel had his best NFL season ever in 2021 was because Wes Welker was his wide receivers coach. Now, Wes was there when the 49ers coached the Senior Bowl, and Debo Samuel was a prospect out of University of South Carolina. They really liked what he was able to do on the field during practices, and they ended up drafting him. Welker was there the entire time, and it led up to that 2021 season where Debo Samuel had 1,400 yards receiving, 6 receiving touchdowns, and an additional 8 touchdowns on the ground. Now, Debo Samuel isn't known for his finesse route running, but he is known for knocking people over. Wes Welker absolutely got the best out of him. Deebo Samuel is a guy who isn't always super consistent, but Wes Welker is a professional. He was in the league for 12 years, and part of that is getting the best out of the receivers that he's coaching. So Deebo Samuel was a guy who has come into training camp, maybe a little bit heavier. Miss Muschamp, his coach from South Carolina, actually warned Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch about that. And I think the reason that Deebo Samuel had those great first three seasons, and especially 2021, was because Wes Welker was on him about being a professional and how to show up to work every day. And I think it is the best case scenario for not only the Washington Commanders, but for Deebo Samuel and Wes Welker.
So you reunite Wes and Deebo here. If you go back, 21, Deebo was just outrageous, outrageous. They also hadn't acquired Christian McCaffrey yet, which it's always good to add more great players, but it changed.
It takes away from what you were able to do.
Right. It just changes your, you know what I mean? It changes your offense.
Yeah.
What also happened after the 2021 season, Mike McDaniel, who was the offensive coordinator, left to take the Miami head coaching job. And Wes Welker went with him to Miami. Deebo in 22, the numbers were down, fighting some injuries. 23, he hasn't gotten back to the form from 21, which was his all-pro fantastic season. Last year was better. B, you have talked about, I mean, hell, we were all kind of just talking about it with Wes, how coaching in professional sports is equal parts scheme, but like psychology.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've, I actually, when I heard, when Jennifer was saying that to me, I thought of you with David Culley, like a guy that means a lot to you. And it doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to be a pro athlete to have somebody that was a coach or a mentor that just meant a lot to you and helped you advance your career.
Yeah.
Do you think Welker could be that guy for Deebo here after a couple years off?
Yeah. I think every player has found a coach that they listen to because of what I just said. That coach makes the player understand, I care about you. I respect you. See what I'm saying? Then when that player knows that, that coach has free range then. Free range to say what he wants to say, how he wants to say it, because the player knows everything comes from a place of love or a place of you're trying to get the best out of me. Not that you're trying to talk down on me. There are a lot of coaches who never played this game who come at players because I'm the coach. I can talk to you any kind of way. First of all, you got to get respect. The respect of the player before you can really coach him hard like that. Now, Wes Welker comes in. It's not hard for him to get respect. He played. He won Super Bowls. You saw what he's done. Now when he comes into it, he knows the game because he was a player. He comes in and tell you how great you could be, how good you've been doing, but I need you to work on this stuff. Now you're like, oh, coach, you saw that? So if I start doing this, I could get better. Now I'm listening to everything he says. So I would say the 49ers benefited from Welker, but Welker was able to get Deebo to do the things necessary to get to the league the way he was and probably to be that guy who come back here again and get him there again. You know, but you got to have that first. You know, a lot of coaches, a lot of coaches who didn't play the game of football still have that little edge about themselves, and they want to talk trash to the players. And it comes into play, and players don't ever respect them. And that's why a lot of times you see some coaches just can't get a player to his best.
You got to meet people where they are in whatever capacity that is. I think you nailed that, B. I think if – so Jennifer talked about how Welker – Coach Deebo at that Senior Bowl before they drafted him, right? He was a position coach. You know who? So the Niners were coming off the worst record, so they went and coached the Senior Bowl. You know who else was there that week in Mobile? Adam Peters. We talked about it.
Oh yeah.
So
that's why he was willing to go get him.
So he knows Deebo, and he knows what Welker and Deebo were together.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. We said this last year.
It's trust. The player trusts the coach, and the coach trusts the player. And they both get the best out of everything.
Since Josh Harris got his hands fully wrapped around the organization, there's not many accidents out there in Ashburn.
Hell no.
Like, everything is purposeful and driven, and I think this is another step in that vein, and I think it is I'm fascinated to see the results. Now, one quick trivia question. You said it. Nobody look it up. One, two, three, eyes on me. How many Super Bowls has Wes Welker won?
Was it two?
B. Mitch is in the door at two.
Zero.
I'm going to go zero, too.
I was going to go one.
He was with the Patriots for both Super Bowl losses to the Giants. Wow. And he was with Peyton Manning when they got throttled by the Seahawks.
So
three Super Bowl appearances.
So if they get to the Super Bowl, cut him. Get rid of him.
Yo, and in San Fran as a coach when they lost to the Chiefs the first time.
He know how to get you there. So yeah. He has a little Buffalo in him.
That's crazy, right?
That's crazy.
All right.
I thought he had one, too.
I did, too.
Coming he was up in, too.
At 1 o'clock, huge game for the Washington Capitals tonight. Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice of the Caps, joins us at 1. B. Mitch and Finley, 1-0-6-7, the Fan. Shout out to all the people watching on YouTube. Appreciate you there. If you're
What's
looking
up,
for
feeps?
Us there.
How y'all doing?
106.7 The Fan has its own YouTube page. You can watch us all damn show. Always fun. It's got their own chat going in there. It's kind of getting into mock draft season. We're going to hear from Dave Brugler in a minute. Right now, though, former producer of ours, now a tech executive, Cody Betts joins the program. Hello, Cody. How do you do?
What up, Cobo?
What up, what up? I'm good.
All right.
With you, brother?
So Cody joins us. It used to be every week, but now he's just so darn busy. It's only special occasions.
It's too special for us now.
With the game called Real or Fake. Now, to my understanding, this is a special golf edition for the Masters. Cody, explain to the people how Real or Fake works.
Yep. So today I've got six headlines, and you guys are going to try to determine whether they are real or I made them up.
All right. So what do we have? B. Mitch, me, White Brian, Lamphill, and Jeff. All right, Cotto, start us off, dude.
All right, first one. Florida man arrested in deadly golf club attack after forcibly holding victim man underwater.
He drowned a dude?
Real. It's Florida.
Yeah, that's real.
Two votes real.
Is that so these things are at Augusta?
No, he's
no, 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 just golf.
Just golf. Yeah, I'm going real.
White Brian?
I'll go fake just to be different.
You are different already, Brian. You don't have to go fake to be different.
I believe this is White Brian's debut. I don't think he's ever played before.
Well, normally people debut win.
I know, which is quite interesting. I'll go fake too. Let's zag. All right.
All right.
What's next?
Next one. Woman dies after falling out of golf cart. Driver charged with DUI manslaughter.
Doug, I think that's real because there are people that are like riding golf carts around their neighborhoods and like golf carts aren't always on golf courses.
I'm going to go fake because he didn't say where it was.
Where is it, Cody?
No location on that one.
Sounds fake. Shady. The lack of a location isn't helping. Landini?
I've fallen out of many golf carts, and I'm still here, so I'm going to say fake.
White Brian?
I'm going real.
Okay.
Oh, great. Brian, you just going against everything we say? Bastard.
Bastard. what do you got, Cotto?
All right, next one. Nevada native banned from country club after taking 7 hours to complete one round of golf.
His name is Mike Beasley.
I'm going real.
Yeah, real.
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 All right, Nevada, that's a sweep for real. 7 rounds of golf, you should be banned from the sport.
7 hours?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. 7 hours to play a single round of golf, you should legitimately
yeah,
be,
you shouldn't. You
should
shouldn't
not
even,
be allowed
7 hours shouldn't even take a damn, when you're in a damn a scramble.
Right, like a scramble gets long at six.
Yeah.
Sadly,
all right, next one.
That happens. All right, next one.
Florida man arrested for tossing golf clubs at other drivers before punching trooper.
Ooh, that's a lot of stuff right there.
I'm going real.
Yeah, I think I got to go real, too, because
it starts with Florida man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Pair of reels. White Brian's in for real. Landini?
All of this sounds like something, you know, stuff that people from Florida would really do, so I have to say real.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to go fake on this one.
Ooh, a little zag from Jeff. All right. You had two more or one more?
Two more.
All right.
Louisiana man seen feeding alligators just to whack them with golf clubs.
Brian, I'll defer to you.
That was B-Mitch.
No, B-Mitch don't mess with alligators because he know they will like to eat you.
It was maniac.
I'm going to go fake on that, but I think he threw Louisiana man in it to make people think just what Jeff said.
I'm also going fake. Why would you feed alligators just to hit them? Doesn't track to me.
I'm piss them off.
Boys?
Real.
Real for landfill?
Fake.
All right, landfill, the only real one on that. All right, Cody.
All right. Last one. Naked Florida man accused of using golfer's own club to kill him near first hole.
Hold on.
Wait, the man was naked?
On the first hole?
Yep.
Naked Florida man kills a man with his golf club. That sounds like that could happen. I'm going to go real.
Listen, I get over the course of a round of golf, you could consume a lot of mind-altering substances, but to be naked on the first hole is really
something. They didn't say that guy was playing. He just killed the dude with his golf club.
All right.
He might have been on some of that stuff.
You're saying real, B?
Yeah, bad sauce down in Florida, dog.
Boys?
I'm going to go fake.
Fake.
I'm also going fake. That just seems outrageous. All right. I have the results. Let's start at the top. Cody, yep. What was the first one?
Florida man arrested in deadly golf club attack after forcibly holding victim man underwater. That one was real.
Damn. B-Mitch and Landfill got that right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Jeff. Pardon me.
So Jeffrey.
Just me and White Brian. Great.
Next one. Woman dies after falling out of golf cart. Driver charged with DUI manslaughter. That one's real.
Damn.
Oh, all right. So reverse that. Just me and White Brian got that right.
Wow.
The other three said fake. All right. So we are all even through two. We all have one correct answer.
Next one. Nevada native banned from country club after taking 7 hours to complete one round of golf. That one is fake.
Oh! You got all of us.
You got us there, brother.
Every single one of us said real. Damn, good one there. All right, next.
Next one. Florida man arrested for tossing golf clubs at other drivers before punching trooper. That one is real.
Ooh,
really?
All right.
Damn.
So Brian got it right. I got it right. White Brian got it right. And Landfill got it right. The only person that got that wrong is Jeff Walker.
Say his name again.
Jeff Walker. So through four rounds, B-Mitch has two, I have two, White Brian has two, Landfill has two, and Jeff Walker has one. Now, there is a pattern of first-time real or fake players winning it all. White Brian has a chance to pop his real or fake cherry with a W here. White Brian, how you feeling, dude? Are you nervous?
No, I'm feeling good.
Okay, he's feeling good, Cody. We got two to go,
about
buddy.
About to pop his real or fake cherry.
For some reason, when I say it doesn't sound bad, but when B says it, it really made me laugh. All right, go ahead, Cody.
Next one, Louisiana man seen feeding alligators just to whack them with golf clubs. That one is fake.
Okay. That
B-Mitch got that right.
B-Mitch got it right. JP got it right. White Brian got it right. Jeff Walker got it right. The only person that got it wrong, Professor Landine.
Yeah, Lanford, you need to come down to Louisiana every once in a while, dog.
All right, boys. We got a real battle here.
Got a conundrum going on here.
Me, B-Mitch, and White Brian each have three correct. Landfill and Jeff only have two correct. We do have some different answers on this last one, Cody. What do we got?
All right. Naked Florida man accused of using golfer's own clubs to kill him near first hole. That one is real.
Oh! B-Mitch with the walk-off naked golfer killing a dude on the first hole.
Hey, bro. Once you say Florida, believe it.
Everybody else said fake. B, you got 4 out of 6 right.
That's what
congratulations.
I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, Brian. That rookie thing don't work no more, dog.
Cody, that was riveting. Thank you,
good
sir.
Good job, Cody.
Yep. Thank you. Anytime.
All right, brother.
That's our guy, Cody Betts. That was awesome. B. Mitch wins, real or fake, golf edition, 4 out of 6. Me and White Brian had 3. Landfill and Jeffrey only had 2. B. Mitch Finley brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you. And, of course, it is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We're keeping Ask B. Mitch going. I asked him a question just before the break. B, you can only have one for the rest of your life, fruits or veggies?
I'm going to go with the vegetables, dog. I like a lot of vegetables.
Me too. I think
eat fruit, but if you cook it, I hate it. Mm. Once they change the texture of it, I can't stand it. But collard greens, mustard greens, cabbage. You could do some tomatoes,
green beans,
you know,
broccoli,
I'm a green bean,
Brussels sprouts.
I
like carrots. Yeah. I like zucchini.
There's tons
eggplant.
Of things that, like
salads,
vegetables that I love.
You're just never going to eat a salad for the rest of your life. I think it's vegetables, man.
But like fruits. I mean, I love fruits. They're sweet, but I give much more run out of a vegetable.
I love fruit, but vegetables I think I have to have. But you don't like cooked fruit. I love cooked fruit. I love pie. I love all of them.
I'm a texture guy, bro.
Apple tarts.
Once something gets all soft, don't want it.
B-Mitch doesn't like it soft, Landfill. All right. Vinny is in Seat Pleasant. Phone lines remain open.
You know what? You need help.
800-636-1067.
Your wife called you earlier and said, B-Mitch is right. B-Mitch is right again. You need help.
Vinny, you're up.
Can we get a pause before that, bro?
he needs something, hell.
What's good,
going
dude?
On, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
B-Mitch, I got to hook up on some cough drops, too, man. You saying like you was a little messed up going into the break there as well.
Nah, I need no cough drop. I went to talking, and you know, you go to talk, so you go to swallow it, went down the wrong pipe.
Oh man! We gotta get a pause on
take
that.
Take it easy,
too,
Jeff. Yeah,
hey,
damn.
Man. You know what? Let's be real. When you're a real man, you ain't got to pause that. When you question yourself, you gotta pause it all the time.
You're right. My question to you is: if you could get and or have one type and brand of alcoholic beverage for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
One type and brand of alcoholic beverage. Give me some Weller. 12-year Black Label. I could do that the rest of my life.
So it's you. That's the only booze you get, or you only get one
ever.
Type.
No, that's it. That's the only
one you can drink. I'll take that. That's a sipping drink. It makes me sip.
Man, that's a hard ass question.
Because like those Tito's, I do too many of them too quick.
Yeah, they go fast.
But the other one made me sip.
What you got, JP? What you think? What you got,
Tito?
JP?
Tito's or Scotty's?
Yeah. That's certainly what goes down the most. I wonder though if I wouldn't pick a beer, just because there's times where you just want to drink and
but
you can't
get you so full like sometimes.
Yeah, especially if that's the only thing you can drink for the rest of your life. I don't know. I don't know, Vinny. It's a good question, man. Thank you.
You know what I'm gonna do, Vinny? I'm gonna pick that bourbon, then I'm gonna get some friends with the other ones.
Yeah, we'll all just hang out.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, thanks,
bro. Talk to you later.
All right, now this dude, JR in Boston, called yesterday and was freaking out about the Caps. I said, yo, I think they're going to win tonight. Call back. He is called back. What's up, JR?
What's up, JR?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
It is nice to see that the Caps prove me right. They played hard, and they played smart sometimes for about 9 minutes. But you can tell, the third period, they were to come out flat. What do they have, one shot in the first 10 minutes? It's ridiculous. They cannot play a full 60 minutes ever. Even against Winnipeg, they played 58 minutes. But that second goal from Winnipeg, I'm like, guys, you easily could have had this game 2-1. But instead they go to overtime because for 2 minutes they stopped playing smart. That second goal should never have happened against Winnipeg last night. 3 of those 4 goals should never happen. Tom Wilson back-checking into your own goalie, that's not smart. That's playing hard and playing dumb at the same time. I want to see 60 minutes of smart hockey, and they just don't do it.
You want 60 minutes of perfect hockey, you'll never see that. But the object of the game is to win the game. They won the game.
Shootout.
Yes, but
still won the game.
They were up 4-2, and then they stopped playing sharp in the third period. They're like, all right, we'll leave the door open for you to come back. Instead of, like, the killer instinct, you know what? We're going to go out.
But
they
were down 0-2.
Yeah, they were down
2-0. And they came back, and they were up 4-2. They played some good hockey somewhere along the way, but I don't know anybody that plays 60 minutes of great, of perfect hockey.
JR, do your friends refer to you as a hater?
No. I'm just looking for quality, smart stuff.
All right.
Listen, I've been a skin slash, you know, whatever, Commanders fan forever, Bullets, Wizards, all the stuff. And I like to see, like, smart play. You're not going to do everything else. I mean, teams are good. They're going to make good goals and score. But, like, last night, the first goal, you got to give props to them. But, like, the other three, those should have never happened. Like, they were just someone, you know, missed the coverage, made a bad pass. They had 25 giveaways last night.
JR, 25 thank you.
Giveaways.
Landfill, the Caps last night.
It happens, man. I mean,
the Caps last night.
It certainly does.
They secured the one seed and might win the President's Trophy. How do you feel about JR's constant criticisms of the Washington Capitals, Professor?
Seems like he might be a little bit of a hater.
I think he's got some hater in him. Are you a Bruins fan? I don't know, man. I get what you're saying.
No.
You want them to be at their best.
There. Yes. Going into the playoffs, they need to play smarter and, you know, just better hockey.
All right, brother. Thank you.
That guy's kind of like...
God bless.
Peace. Hi, man.
JP, remember for the like a few seasons ago, whenever the Commanders would win, P. Mitch would come in angry on Monday?
Yeah.
That's kind of like this guy.
Like the Heineke years.
I was never... because if
I was never, yeah. Well,
No. See, you can't ever, compare the Commanders when they were, when Heineken would go out there and do everything bad and have one little play. The Caps have been good all year. Okay? That's a total difference.
I agree.
You know, so what I'm saying is you can win a game and still have a lot of bad things going on. But this dude looking for perfect.
Right.
You're not going to get perfect.
Remember I made the, after Washington took Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick and people just weren't so sure about the draft, and I made the reference of like, dog, Sydney Sweeney's inviting you to her hotel room. Don't worry about the mattress. You know what I mean? Just go. Like, this dude is picking faults on the Mona Lisa. Like, relax, man.
You're crazy.
Do you remember at the beginning of the year, there's that week window at the end of the preseason before the regular season starts, and everybody just decided in that period of time that Jaden Daniels was going to suck?
Yeah.
A lot of people
were they wrong.
They were wrong.
They were wrong as hell.
The Drake maniacs out there. Charles is in D.C. Chuck, ask me something.
Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Finley, how we doing, gentlemen?
We're good, brother. How you doing, man?
Not too terribly bad. B. Mitch, I've been real curious about this. When NFL players get fined, what happens to the money that they collect?
It goes to a bunch of NFL charities. Owners have so many different charities that they choose for them to go to. I would think it should go to a charity of your choosing, and you get credit for it. But you don't get credit for it. They get credit for it.
That would make sense. Make sense. So the owners get paid, so the money basically coming back to the owners, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
They know what they're doing.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Thanks, dude. Take care.
Okay.
All right. That's Charles. I did want to shout out my boy Liam texted me this morning. So, B, you, yesterday.
Liam Cole?
No, different Liam.
Oh.
Yesterday, did you take Cleveland and the Braves? Or did White Brian, did you have the Braves yesterday?
I had the Phillies, Landfill had the Braves.
Okay. So my boy Liam, last night, I picked the Caps. I thought you took Cleveland with the points. And somebody took the Braves. He put in the B. Mitch and Finley parlay. $10 won him $78.
Look at that, man. I took Cleveland in the points.
That is much better than Rooster hitting a future that netted him $6.
He came talk to me yesterday, and he was trying to explain. I said, Rooster, don't explain to me. You put in that type of future, you put a dollar on it.
Yeah. Just make it five.
If you think you're going to lose, don't bet.
Let's go to Rick in D.C. What up, Rick?
What's up, man? How y'all doing today?
We're good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, Brian, you being a former NFL player, who past and present are you a fan of?
Past and present. Okay. Past, yeah. I've always been a big fan of Tony Dorsett, Lawrence Taylor. I was a huge fan of Warren Moon.
Okay.
I loved Terry Bradshaw because he was from Louisiana and he was normally saying something crazy. So I love that. Right now, but I got more. Like I said, this is just like the golf question, is who pops in your head first. Right now, I love watching Terry McLaurin play. I used to absolutely love watching Aaron Donald play. John Taylor was a big one because he had people scared just because he was on the field. So I love that intimidation factor. I love Bobby Wagner.
I love Von Miller.
I like Saquon.
When Von Miller was young,
yeah,
on the Broncos.
Von Miller coming off the edge. Saquon is absolutely a nuts. He's nuts, though. He can play. But I can go through a bunch of different quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes.
I loved Randy Moss. Them cats Randy been running Moss, like Randy Moss.
Jerry Rice.
Sure.
You know, I can start naming a ton of people, but it's not like one or two of them. I like watching different, like some games, I don't even look at the offensive guys. I look at number of defensive guys.
LaDainian could play, man.
LaDainian Thompson was the truth.
You know who I love? This is kind of random, not the same category of players we've been discussing. Remember Malik Hooker before he got injured early in his Colts career?
Yeah.
He was a baller. Yeah. Thanks, dude. That was a good call. That was a rousing edition of Ask Me Mitch Anything.
Was it?
I enjoyed it. Did you not?
Yes.
All right.
I enjoy all of them.
Masters update when we return. B. Mitch and Finley about done. Grant and Danny coming your way next.